Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday. I know you could have done that. See? I need you for stuff all the time.
He's on the other side.
He's doing the weather thing that we have to do. All right. So, Yuzi, you just handed me the Eagle, Zach Brown, Doobie Brothers show info that they wanted us to mention for tonight. The box office opens at noon. So I guess that means if you've got will call tickets that you need to pick up, that's the earliest that you can get there. The gates, they actually are opening up at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So from 3 o'clock on, you can go in. Is it like general admission on the field, and then, or is everyone got an assigned seat?
Assigned seat.
All fully.
As far as I know. In those seats, I was looking, the field, they were $1,600 to $2,500. I got club level seats, and they were $250 each.
Oh, my God. So hopefully they have big screens so you can see the little dots on stage.
Right.
So the Doobie Brothers start. So gates open at 3, Doobie Brothers at 5, although we did hear, rumor has it, 4:50. Zach Brown Band at 6:30, Eagles at 8:30, and the show ends at 11. So that must be their curfew time.
Yeah.
Which seems late for all the residents.
I know. I was looking at the last train leaving.
Oh.
I think it's at... Oh, I was looking at a train. I don't know if it's the last one, but 10:40 is what I was looking at.
Oh.
Leaving. I know. So that's not the last train. That's the train I was looking at.
I see. Well, if you do that, then you're home in bed by midnight. I mean, and then you get a few hours. And you get a nap right when you get home today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got a meeting today, but after that, yeah.
That late night train's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I'm a little afraid too.
I've done it a few times.
But I feel like catching a Lyft or an Uber is kind of crazy too, because...
It's going to be difficult.
Exactly. So I figure, we could just go to the train station. Too.
I've done it for baseball games, and baseball games aren't, I mean, they're serving drinks and people, but I didn't expect that many people on the train to be that S-faced.
Inebriated.
Like, just wasted.
I think for some people, going out is just the excuse you use to get inebriated, you know, for not just to a game or to a concert, but really anywhere. I'm going to go out and get up. Because that's what I do. I'm doing that.
Well, I was glad they were on the train as opposed to driving.
Absolutely.
But man, I was like, God.
All right, I'm going to start the trash. I have a story for Vinny. I have a story for me. And I have a story for Hooman. And usually all these stories are for you. I mean, you're the one who handed them to me, so I'm doing them all for you.
Excellent.
Can someone yell for Bryn? I need Bryn.
Bryn.
I need Bryn to show... this video to Vinny. So here's the one for you, Vinny. There was a new champion crowned over the weekend. A porn star.
Oh, the video.
By the name of Jules Ventura.
Oh,
J-U-E-L-Z Ventura.
I don't know her.
You will soon, I guess.
Is she really good?
Well, she successfully broke the world record for the longest continuous twerk. So as I watch this video, by the way, the previous record was 2 hours, 1 minute.
Okay.
She went 2 hours and 30 minutes. So my thought was, I really did believe.
And she's a porn star.
She's a porn star.
Okay.
At first, as I'm watching this video, I'm like, oh, so she's just warming up to start the twerking. Because I thought, to break a world record, this is a Guinness Book of World Records for the longest twerk. Like, who even knew? So she, I thought you had to be doing the hip snap the whole time. But apparently you can just be moving your bum around. And she has a fine one of those, by the way. That's the best part about the video. And she's clothed, ladies and gentlemen, more or less. She's in those, like, things that look like...
It's like a thong, kind of.
Yeah, you know, like shorts thong.
Yeah, like a boy
kind of
short slash thong.
Yeah.
Hot pants with your ass hanging out like that, you know? I think that's what they're called officially.
And she's allowed to lean on a couch and
she's
stuff.
She's everywhere. She's leaning everywhere. There's people sitting in front of her. There's no people. She's just shaking that booty. For 2 hours and 30 minutes. At the end, she collapses onto the floor. It's really hard work, Vinny.
It is.
So now when she tours the clubs, she'll be billed as the Guinness Book of World Record twerker.
Twerking
Jules
record holder. Ventura.
Ventura. Okay.
So let's see. She was given a bathroom break before the event. She had to go straight. She couldn't stop. Hydration was provided with a water bottle and straw. And she wore those, they're calling them booty shorts, but they're more like booty thongs. And athletic shoes for maximum comfort and stamina.
Adorable.
2 hours, 30 minutes. She said after breaking the record, she, quote, had to take a day off of life. I didn't move at all. Oh, hold on. Crazy Horse. The Crazy Horse is where she shot this, and it looks like she did it in the CD manager's office. They are going to submit the footage and documentation this week to the people at the Guinness World Records.
Oh, so she doesn't have it yet.
That's what they're saying here.
I thought the Guinness people had to be there.
You know, I don't know. And in this promo video that they shot, they actually put, like, Guinness is on there. So I thought it was official, but they're saying they're submitting it now. So anyway, apparently there is a National Twerk Day.
Oh, this girl really does do porn. Like the, yeah.
Like the full on.
All the stuff.
Nasty stuff.
Like all.
Oh.
She's a stunt woman.
Boy, those ladies. Take some training. Anyway, she twerked for 2.5 hours, and now Jules Ventura holds the. Holds the record.
Ever want to see what is being advertised here?
Yeah,
I really don't.
Like what? What is blood and stuff?
No. Well, I'll show it. I'll show it.
I don't.
You can read it.
Do I have to? Should I? Hold on. Which porn site are you on?
That means both of those are in one spot.
Oh boy. Two and one, huh?
Two cars in one garage?
Yeah, that seems like a lot.
But not the...
Seems like a lot. Anyway.
408 says, God bless you, Jules. Made my morning
not
minute.
Not that? Not that.
No, that.
Oh, that.
That.
I see.
The tough spot.
Like your headphones, Vin.
Why'd you bring them?
Oh, you got new headphones again?
They look great.
And they look very comfortable.
They do look comfortable.
They feel good, but I really...
No, they look great.
I really sound was hoping right? to get... They
big.
Sound good, so...
They're big. They're bulky. But you know what? All headphones look big on Vinny because he has no hair.
Oh, wow. They are big.
Anyway, so far they sound good. We'll see.
Great. No, they look.
You wear them every day.
They look totally normal.
Okay.
I have nothing to assail you with here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, now here's a story for me.
All right.
The Downton Abbey movie is set for fall of 2019.
Any spoilers for that, Yuzi?
Yeah, let me check.
Can
with
you
the
wreck
texters.
That for me?
Dude, the texters are awful. I got the list printed for me now. And this,
oh, are they so
just
mad?
Sent it. Well, no, some are mad, but I'm telling you, the people who sent that stuff,
people don't
they
do
sent
it.
Pictures. I mean, they were really like, here's the spoiler.
Oh, no.
Break it down.
Dude, stop.
Keep that up, guys.
They clearly don't like us.
Keep it up, guys.
Well, I mean, we did just drop two major spoilers on the air.
Yeah, for you guys and Hooman that always spoil stuff.
Yeah!
Me?
Yeah! What they said.
No one ever does it intentionally.
Get him!
Except Hooman. Excuse me, we're in the middle of a story for me.
Oh, it's all about
love. Downton Abbey, sorry.
Downton Abbey. Looks like it's... September 20th, 2019. 1 year from today.
So is it going to pick up from where the show left off?
Sounds like it. It's got all the original cast, everyone who's still alive in the original cast, most of them anyway. Cousin Rose, I think, has moved to New York. But, you know, they got to get on this. I don't know if they're shooting it already. I mean, I hope they are because Maggie Smith, she's got to be 100 years old, and she's one of the best things about that show.
Isn't she, like, the only thing that's been consistent on the show?
No. The regular, the main cast, the mother, the father, the kids, the ones that are still alive. Spoiler alert.
You want to guess Maggie Smith's age?
I'll say she's 91.
She's 83.
Oh, is that all? Oh,
yeah,
God.
That's
she's got,
it.
Oh, we have plenty of years of that treasure.
Born
she's a youngin'.
I love her.
1934.
I love that woman. Anyway, so 1 year from today. It's going to be out in theaters, and I cannot wait to see
it. Sarah, CNN says internationally the film will debut on September 13th.
Oh.
North America is...
September 20th?
The 19th.
Boy, Well, listen, about a year from now.
Still.
Maybe earlier if you're in another country. That's some tough language I don't have.
Then what happens?
Well, I don't want to blow it for you.
It's okay.
She broke. What Mary did there that Edith is calling her a bitch is that she because Edith has this illegitimate child and that's like totally unheard of and she just tried to ruin it with her fiance. Of course, you know, I mean, she should have told her fiance. What will happen? Oh my God. Whoa. I already know what happened. You're a bitch! I surprised myself even saying that. Now listen, you pathetic. Now this one is for Hooman.
Ready.
Brace yourself, Hooman. This is a big one. We all know Batman's secret identity.
Oh, yes. Man. Oh no, what are they gonna do? They're gonna mess it up.
Yeah.
Is that the answer? It's Ben Affleck?
It's not.
His face is too fat for the mask, everyone.
Yeah. It's a little, he's getting the chunklet, the cheek chunklets.
Yeah, it's not, it doesn't work.
They need to loosen that headpiece up.
And is he still in rehab or what's, does this have anything to do with Ben?
No. It has to do with the comics.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's always Batman, 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 Batman.
Live by night.
DC Comics has a new division called DC Black Label for more mature stories, more mature audiences. So it's not just your normal fare. It involves like love affairs, people going crazy. Like apparently this is their whole new, it's Black Label. And its first title is Batman Damned. And you see the Batwing in it.
The Batween?
Yeah, he's naked in it.
Oh, stupid.
Oh, really?
They're reaching.
Are they?
Yeah, I don't want to.
Oh, jeez, I thought you'd
that.
I thought you'd freak out. No. Mushrooms let me, Batman.
No.
Wow.
So, do you like it?
I did it for Hooman.
No, I mean the Ween. You didn't see it?
I did see it.
Does it say who he hooks up with in the first?
He's not. He's going bananas. He like rips his clothes off. And
oh,
so
that's
the story
it?
Is that the Joker's been murdered. Batman can't remember if he's the one that did it. So the occult detective, John Constantine, tries to help him to get his head on straight. That guy was played by
Keanu
John
Reeves.
Keanu
Reeves. Imagine Keanu Reeves and Ben Affleck in a film.
Oh, my God. That would be so great. Anyway, Batman's in a bad place, which is apparently why there's a scene where he's just walking around buck naked. Of course you want to see it. I mean, you got to look. Apparently it's in four. But here's the thing. So only, it sounds like only early editions of this Black Label comic are going to have that. Everywhere else is going to be censored. So I, you know, as I looked into this a little more, it looks like.
Does Batman trim?
He looks pretty, you know, apparently, Vinny, because this is in black and white. This is his naked body walking toward the.
His ween.
His the bat ween.
When like you said bat ween, I thought you said bat wing.
Bat wing.
And bat wing.
Bat wing, bat wing, bat
wing. This is bat wing. This is jet.
No, bat wing. Bat ween. You can't make it out. But they say in that picture, like, you can see the, I mean, if you look carefully, you can see all the different parts.
What do you think, Vin?
All the junk. You can't see it.
Black.
And that's black. It's a black and white photo.
But there's the S words in here.
Yeah. Oh, no. So, right. It's going to be much saucier language and apparently more adult-themed stories.
And this is just the comics. This is an actual film.
Just the comics. Let's see if
that
there's
that premise of the Joker being killed has come up a few times. So that's cool. That's a good storyline.
Have you seen Joaquin Phoenix's Joker yet?
I've seen some stills.
Yeah, I have too.
Even when he has no makeup on, somehow that dude just makes his face look, he just looks so scary. Like, he's got no make. He's just walking down the street, and he's just got this look on his face like, oh.
Get out of his way.
Cross the street right now.
He's creepy.
Yeah. So, all right, Hooman, Black Label DC Comics. I really thought you'd go bananas for that. But apparently you don't care about Batween. What if it was Superween?
Well, here's the thing. So there's a few storylines that have to do with Batman hooking up with Wonder Woman. Like, that would be like, all right, that's cool. Or
yeah, maybe there'll be some of that.
Or Queen Bee.
I don't think these things are going to be rated X or anything. It's just that they're going
to.
There's clearly some
but,
saucier
I mean, to
language.
Rip off your clothes because you think you killed the Joker.
He's
and
going
then,
crazy. He's having a moment.
No, that seems a little silly.
Well, why don't you read it and you let me know if you think it works or not?
I'm not sure I understand. I thought the whole point of the comics and stuff, like video games too, is this sort of going back to your youth and that feeling you had before you had responsibilities and making it an adult version.
I don't know. I guess
changes the whole dynamic that's happening there. I thought it was about.
I agree with you, but I do think that as people get older and they want to relive that stuff, but it does seem childish to them. So if you are able to give them a story that has adult themes in it with the same characters that they love since they were kids, like, this is their first try at this, apparently. So it may go away forever. On the other hand, people like Hooman might run right out and buy this thing.
I've been trying to get into it as best I can.
How's it going?
It's not that good.
All right.
I wonder if it's just because
Captain America is a dork. Like,
oh, he's nice.
Honestly, he's such a dork.
He's the Chris that can
he
take
is
off. He's
kind of lame, yeah.
I completely disagree. Mm.
Maybe
such
if you had been
goody
like a
goody,
huge...
you're like, oh, dude, come on. Language. What? Did you hear that one? On the...
I sure did.
Language.
Fits
the guy's
character.
At war.
And he died in like 1950. I don't
whatever.
Know. 45.
So his sensibilities are much. Oh my God.
Yeah, he grew up in a time when, you know, people.
When they
were,
didn't cuss, people cussed back then. Yeah, right?
People were more respectful.
In were they?
Like the heathens of today.
I don't know.
Heathens.
I don't know.
World's going
plenty,
to hell in a
plenty of problems back then. I bet there's some people who would say, yeah, no, things are better than in the 40s and 50s.
Yep, I'd agree.
Ashton Kutcher hit a kid on a scooter yesterday.
How'd it go?
It went really well.
Roll right over him?
No, he's just, you know, the kids. I guess the kid woke up the next day and was like, ow.
Like a motorized scooter or the ones like on the side of the sidewalk?
It looks like it's not a motorized scooter. It just looks like the guy's...
A razor.
A razor. So
a lot of kids ride those. They try to bring them to the skate parks, too.
Kid's name is Leo Marenghi. He's 19 years old, and he tells people he was shocked in more ways than one when he was struck by a car as he rode a scooter through Los Angeles to pick up the children that he babysits from school. He's a good-looking dude. Is Ashton Kutcher 7 feet tall? Because this guy might be 5 feet tall.
Well, he's a kid on a scooter.
Well, he's 19 years old, though.
But I mean, still,
he's his full height.
He's a guy on a scooter.
Yeah. Maybe he's playing up that.
He's 6'2".
Oh, is that all? Yeah, this kid's
no.
tiny.
This kid's 5'2", then.
Yeah, he's a foot shorter than Ashton's leaning over, too.
Right.
So the kid says, I was picking him up from school and I was riding a scooter when Ashton was pulling out of Sunset Bronson Studios. He described Kutcher's car as a black Tesla, because of course he has a black Tesla. Mm-hmm. Delicious. I was on the floor, and when I got up, he was getting out of his car. He was really nice about it, acted concerned. He asked me if I was okay. I said, yeah, I'm fine. Can I get a picture with you?
Oh, boy.
Looks like... Kutcher, this kid says Kutcher was shocked that Leo Marenghi only wanted a photograph, but the teenager says, no, that's all I want. I don't intend to go after him legally. I felt like it was kind of my fault because I was on a scooter. It was hard to see me. I feel like that would just be trashy. Get ready for trashy.
Yeah.
A security guard who witnessed the accident took the photo of him and the actor. Immediately, I called my sister and mom. Luckily, I took a photo with him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have believed me. As for how he's recovering...
Is that his voice?
That's his voice. As for how he's recovering, Leo Marenghi says, I woke up feeling worse than the day before, but I'm still all right.
I learned a hard lesson. Mm. I could have been set for life.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I need to yell, ow, louder. I need to roll around on the ground howling.
My phone's blowing up and all my friends say I'm a bleep hole.
I'm not trashy.
I'm a dumb bleep hole.
So he put up photos of the encounter and his injury on Instagram, writing in the caption, got hit by a car today, but it's okay because it was Ashton Kutcher.
That is stupid.
I know. So there's your early trash, Vinny. What's coming up?
Another food you might want to eat today is it's... That day.
Oh, all right. Fantastic. I can't wait to hear what
I'm
eating.
Did you get a cheeseburger on
Sure as hell did.
You did?
Hell yeah. I had it for lunch. Split it with John.
I didn't do it.
Oh,
I did.
It was good.
You did it too? Well, we'll see if you go out and get what I'm about and more after these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning. Happy Thursday. It's Thursday. Well, if you weren't constantly working on the computer. Uzi just handed me some information. We're working on getting it clarified, but there is a big deal going on company-wide here at Entercom, our new parent company, around the Weekend Survive concert that they do down in Hollywood every year. We've got your chance starting next week to win your way. You and a guest get to go. So be listening for details on that. They're coming up soon.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by our station's website, RadioAlice.com, is where you can watch this show. We all got dressed. We put on clothes. We came into this building, and we're here in front of cameras for you.
I put on mascara.
Watch us at RadioAlice.com. Here's what's happening. I just wanted to mention, starting next week, Salesforce Dreamforce is coming to the city here in San Francisco. So you'll see shutdowns starting as soon as this weekend.
It's a good time to telecommute.
Oh, my. There'll be 170,000 attendees.
Oh, my gosh.
Pouring into the city.
Your girlfriend is not involved in this. She had a baby.
She is on maternity leave. Yes. She is not coming. So she's busy trying to feed that baby.
Keep that baby filled up.
And Metallica is the headliner for that concert, right? Did we read that?
I don't know. Is that what you've heard?
That's what I've read.
I'm not surprised. At all.
Pullman, I thought you knew about this.
Yeah, Metallica is doing the concert, and apparently they're going to have another surprise band that they're not allowed to say yet.
Someone awesome, I'm sure.
But they're not going to like announce it until the day before.
But you can't get in unless you know somebody or you're an employee.
Pullman,
right?
Do you know somebody?
Yeah, I know somebody. Well, of course you know everybody. Duh.
Are you going? So you're going to Metallica? Are you going to that
can
show?
Can you believe that guy? What'd you say?
God. So are you going to that show?
Well, I guess I can tell you. I'm going to take your brother, your husband, and your sister-in-law to the event beforehand, and then I'm going to leave, and they're going to go see the show.
Hooman's entire. My family's entire social life revolves around Hooman.
How do you feel about that?
I don't care. I go to bed at 7:30.
You don't
and they
care?
Go
aren't you happy?
I think it's great. Well, I think it doesn't bother me.
Why do you think it's weird?
They went to yoga together yesterday.
Like they should get their own friends.
They went to.
They can listen. We're all okay with friend hopping.
You're family hopping.
If I ever introduce you to anyone, go hang out with them without me.
Yeah, anytime you want to.
I want you to. That's why
I actually introduced you guys to get you off my plate.
Yeah, exactly.
Just to make sure you're happy and I don't have to worry about it anymore.
It's a blanket rule for everyone within the sound of my voice.
They've seen Hooman 4 out of the last 6 days.
Yeah. Hey.
And they'll see him again today.
Or maybe Hooman needs his own family. I don't know.
He has it. It's my family.
Yeah, exactly.
My family is Hooman's family.
And I'm having lunch with your brother tomorrow. We're going to Dropbox.
Oh, that's amazing.
Shame.
Don't shame that.
It's shameful.
Moving right along. Uh-huh. Sorry, everyone, for that aside. I wanted to update you real quick since we have talked about Christine Blasey Ford. She is the woman who has said that the Supreme Court nominee, Brett Kavanaugh, sexually assaulted her when they were high school students. They have given her a deadline of this Friday, which is tomorrow, to say, I will speak with you. They've offered a bunch of different ways, whether it's private or a public hearing. And the last I heard is she's not doing it.
Yeah.
If there's a change, I'll let you know. But as of right now, she has said she will not meet with them unless the FBI will investigate her claims.
Right.
Prior to her testimony. So that looks like it's not happening. Weird thing, these scooters that showed up on the streets of not only San Francisco, but all over the place.
Are you talking about those like weird rental ones?
Yes,
that
I'm talking
just
about.
Leave on
they're
the sidewalks
just
everywhere?
There.
All right.
All of a sudden.
And they're electric.
They're electric, but all of a sudden, this is a new business. It was like a guerrilla business, too. Because they didn't have permits. They just dropped these scooters. Apparently, an app allows you to rent them and run them, and they follow.
I've tried it. So fun.
I've seen dudes here in the city in business suits ripping down the street to get to, I don't know where, lunch?
And then you just drop the thing off, and you.
Wherever
you want.
So
if one's in your way, and you've got the app, you pick it up, you go, and then you leave it on the sidewalk wherever you got to.
There's designated spots you're supposed to park in, but, you know, people don't really listen to follow the rules.
Well, do they get charged?
Yeah, it seems like they would get charged.
I don't
know
about that, but I always try to find the spot where it says, this is okay. Good job. And I'm like, great. Out of the way.
I did a good job.
Good for you. I haven't done it yet. But they, you know, it's they pollute the sidewalks. You've got people who may or may not know how to ride the things without helmets and on sidewalks riding them. Yeah. So they've created a little bit of an issue. But Governor Jerry Brown signed a bill yesterday saying that adults won't need to wear helmets when riding these electric scooters on the city streets. So that was one of the concerns.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to parent grown-ups?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have to force them to wear helmets when they don't want to?
Right.
And no, we don't. It looks like people under 18 that are cited for not wearing a helmet. I guess you need to wear a bike helmet.
Oh, okay.
That's the appropriate.
But if you're under 18, you need to have a
helmet with you. Right. You'll be cited, but you can correct the violation within 4 months by attending a bicycle safety course and proving that you have a helmet that now fits them.
Oh.
So you can bring your helmet and your little course thing and get the ticket signed off. Both measures go into effect at the start of the year.
Okay. So, yay, more scooters. They do look fun.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're here in the city and you see a hill and you're like, oh, God, I gotta walk that thing. And there's a scooter.
Oh, look, a scooter.
I might do that.
Unfortunately, all the scooters are up at the top of the hill. We don't have someone bringing them back down.
Yeah, there's your problem. Mm-hmm. It's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, everyone.
Pepperoni. Let's hear it for pepperoni pizza.
I came downstairs too late on cheeseburger day.
Oh, what do you mean?
I mean, I came down the stairs and was like, all right, I'm going to get burgers for dinner. And the missus was already making dinner. And she was
What'd she make?
She was making like some chicken thing. And I was all, is it too late to stop? And she's got chicken out. And she's like, what do you think?
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to go play with the kid. I'll be back.
I'll keep the kids busy while you make dinner.
Right. So anyway, today it's pepperoni pizza. Looks like about 1/3 of people don't like pepperoni as a topping.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well, it is mystery meat. I mean, I like it.
No, it's pepperoni.
Right, but...
All things that come in sausage casings are... mystery meat. So just you either go with it or you reject it outright.
Right. And that's what I'm saying. Delicious. I think a third of people are saying, that's mystery meat. No thanks. And pizza is good just as a cheese pizza.
I like a cheese pizza. Put a little salt on there. I'll take plain over pepperoni, but if pepperoni's all you got, I'll have the pepperoni. Mm-hmm. No problem. You know what I don't like about pepperoni?
All right. Here we go.
When they cook it, the pepperonis curl upward, and they're like a little pool of grease.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a little
pool
of oil.
So you have to pat it down.
With a napkin to get it all out.
It's advanced.
And you got to use the right napkin. Actually, paper towel is the best because it doesn't come apart. Like, sometimes you ever pat a pizza with a napkin, you pull it off, and it's like, oh, God, I have a napkin topping. Just... got to use the right, it's, you know, protein.
Boy, you guys are really making a simple food hard. Yeah. You know, it's not, that's the easiest thing in the world is pizza. You fold it in half and you shove it in your head. Mm. It's wonderful. 98%.
Throw it in a blender and drink it.
Yuck.
98% of people say they like pizza.
Yeah.
With all the micro divisions going around the world today, at least we can all agree on
pizza.
It's good.
But I'd like gluten-free and vegan cheese, please.
Oh, come on. That's not pizza.
It's pizza-esque. Pizza adjacent.
I'm going to ask you some questions as a parent, and you're going to tell me.
Is there a right or wrong answer?
No. I think these are personal questions. So, for example, when you were 10, were you allowed to stay home alone for an hour or two?
Yes. When I was 8, I was allowed to stay alone and babysit my brother and sister.
Did you let your 8-year-old stay home alone by himself?
I would let him when my youngest was 8, I would for sure. But for, like, to run out to the store.
Which is only a block at where you live in particular. Okay. So that's about 50% of people say they did it by the time they were 10, but that number is way down for kids today. Mm. Down about a third. A third of parents say they'll let their 10-year-old be home for an hour or two.
Well, it really depends on your 10-year-old. Like, does the kid love matches? You know, if you're not watching him at every moment, is he getting into all kinds of stuff he shouldn't?
you know, my kids are like, or not?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, my kids are sitting there playing, you know, World of Warcraft. Like, they'll be fine. They won't even notice I'm gone. I don't even have to tell them I'm leaving.
Did you walk or bike to school alone?
I didn't because I lived too far. I rode the bus.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you let your kids walk?
Absolutely.
My kids walked, 10 years old, they could
walk to school. Absolutely. They even had walk to school day. I would make them walk.
Weren't they living on the hill at that age?
They were, but we had stairs that went almost directly from our house. So there were a few days a year where they had specific walk to school days. And so there would be other kids and they would go and they knew how to do it. There was a trail that took them to the top of the stairs. They only had three streets to cross, little hillside streets, and they would walk to school.
There were stairs down that hill.
There are, I think there's 760 stairs from
You've counted them.
Oh, yes. You do those a few times, you start to count. 760 or something like that. It's
no
been a few
one,
years.
Even if you start to count, you don't make it past 25.
I know. No, that's not true.
Someone says, hey, what about? And then you're like, huh? Oh, right. And then you.
700 stairs? See, I'm seeing me stairs in the Dipsy Steps. That's where
Holy
we used to live.
Crap.
And it went directly to the school, like from our house to the school. The kids hated it. I'd be like, I can't pick you up. Walk home. Because I'd have to walk up.
Good parenting. Good parenting.
The Dipsy Stairs?
Yeah. Dipsy Steps.
Where is this at?
Mill Valley. All right. How many? I bet it's 700 and
that doesn't seem right. Oh, no. You're up like too high, I think. It's supposed to be six. High sixes. Do you want to guess that or no?
Oh, what is it?
It's 680.
Oh, 680.
Wow.
680.
Oh, you're wrong.
Well, you know, it's been 10 years since I walked them. Sorry, I miscounted.
Over 1,000 parents were asked about 5 different activities if they'd let their 10-year-old do them today without supervision.
A 10-year-old without supervision.
At a public park on their own.
Yes.
50% did it as kids. Only 26% of parents would let their kids do it now.
Funny.
Play in a public park at 10.
If I could have got my kid out of the house, I would have sent him to the park. Mm-hmm. Get out of here.
That is a really shocking number to me.
Well, think about you. I guess, you know, you're with a 5-year-old right now, so you don't really, you're not in that mindset. There's a park right down the street from your house. Will you let Isla walk down the street by herself and attend to the park?
I think I would, yeah. I really
that's
do.
That's how I felt.
I've been feeling like
go have an adventure, kid.
We're having these sort of different conversations already where the kid wants to go out and play. I'm like, yeah, go. I want you to go do that. Right. I'm even fighting my own sort of instinct to mm-hmm. be like, hold on, let me go look out front and see if there's any drag racing happening on the street. So there's that, but I, you know, the missus is like, all right, she can go out. Tell her to leave the front door open. I'm like, no, we're not leaving the front door open. That's so stupid.
Well,
why would we do that? What is that? So we can hear if she screams when she's hit by a car? Either she can go out or she can't.
You know, the thing is that at 5, playing in your own front yard should not be a problem. But your parents should have had a conversation with you about you don't go on the street.
Right.
And if a car pulls up and a man starts talking to you,
or
run
woman.
For the, or whoever, mostly a man though, run to the house.
Right.
Go to that. You like, do not talk to strangers and do not engage. And even if they have a car full of puppies and candy, run for mom and dad.
Well, see, now this is the front yard.
They get to be that specific.
A public park is, you know, down the street from your house.
Well, they're 10, and at that point, they are well past the age of reason, and you should have laid down rules
You'd
as
think.
A parent.
Go trick-or-treating on Halloween without an adult at 10.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. If you have that kind of neighborhood. Usually they go with a group of kids anyway. My kids were going out. I didn't want to walk around the neighborhood. They're 10 years old. Go. Have fun.
That's what I think, too. I don't know. Is it different if you have a daughter?
Maybe. I don't know. I only have sons.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it depends if they're going with a group. You know? Halloween, it is nighttime, but we live in a super Halloween-friendly neighborhood,
yeah.
And they're like, their friends would get dropped off at our house, and they'd all go off together. My 8-year-old went. I was like, bye.
It's like everything you're saying for me, and I don't have kids, case-by-case basis. Like, I don't trust anybody.
Yeah.
I don't want anyone around my kids.
And what if your kid is just awful? Like, people have rotten kids who are out there lighting people's houses on fire and egging houses and stuff. I mean, you got to know what your kid's up to and what they're capable
it's
of.
It's a weird line that you just said, though, because while I can't necessarily say I trust blanket trust society. I also need my kid to have some experiences without dad's shadow looming over her. Otherwise, she's not going to be...
Is that helicopter still up there?
There's no independence in
her.
How
about that lawnmower?
And that she's not going to be the grown-up woman that I want her to be.
Right.
If she's always like, am I good? Am I good?
Yeah.
Am I good?
Got to make their own decisions, do their own problem solving, have their own adventures, have their own life. Like, that's what you're doing, is creating a person who's got to be self-sustaining in society. And if you're doing everything for them, then they're dependent. You need to create something. Like, they make them order. They want a drink at the counter. Go get it. With your allowance money, brat.
It's weird. I get it. Everyone deals with these little hurdles. You have these independent conversations in your own head when you're dealing with your kid 10 times a day about all kind of different things. Whatever it might be. The bath, the kid playing outside, what they're about to eat.
Well, the bath thing, I always worried about drowning. I would sit by the bath.
Well, I hang out.
I mean, not when they were 10. By the time they were 10, I think 5, you're good sitting next to the tub. They could slip.
Well,
they're little.
I sit on the carpet outside there. But I also, here's another, so I'll be washing her with the washcloth, and then I'm like, here, get your woman area. And not, don't.
You call it the woman area.
Yeah. And don't, just lightly, on the outside. You don't need to, you're not trying to.
Well.
Don't hurt yourself. You're just, be gentle with yourself, and then.
But give it a good scrub.
Yeah. Clean yourself. But we're not trying to...
Clean your bad parts, kid.
No, that's not... There's no bad. I don't...
Clean that nasty crap.
Daddy says I have a bad part.
No, Dad never said that. I'm being framed right now.
Oh, it's funny.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. What do you mean I say that? Of course I do. What else am I going to say?
I like that.
Your private parts? I don't know.
A woman area. That's cute.
Woman area. Your woman area. But I'm not a woman.
You will be one day, my love.
I don't know. She goes to clean herself and then giggles. Oh, that tickles. I'm like, oh,
don't tell me
God.
That. I don't want to know.
Oh, my God. Anyway, 415. Good job, Yuzette. I love it. Keep the spoilers coming.
Oh, my God.
Maybe they'll watch something else.
People are so mad.
Yeah.
Vinny, we're late. We got to take a break. We'll be right back with the trash.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.